Now, the other week, I was cruising along Facebook, as you do, and I came across a video of a performer at one of our Phoenix Fridays events. I was instantly struck by the originality and sweet soulfulness of that young man's voice, and I'm delighted to say that joining me in the studio right now is the man himself. It's Charlie Wallace. Morning, Charlie.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming in on a chilly Tuesday morning.
No problem.
Okay, well, let's start by finding out a little bit about you. Where are you from, Charlie?
From Southend on Sea.
Oh, okay. So you're fairly local to us, yeah. And what about your family? Do you come from a musical family?
No, not at all. No? I get asked that quite a lot, but my mum and dad didn't play any instruments, anything like that. They listen to good music. That's where I got it from, I think.
Right, okay.
Listen to good music.
So what made you start playing an instrument? How did that come about? Did someone buy you a present? Or?
Yeah, I remember it started at school.
Yeah,
I used to have one of the really small like guitars, like nylon strings.
Oh, okay.
And then, I started learning at school, but it was really like stuff I didn't really want to learn. And then, luckily, when I went to secondary school, I got a really good guitar teacher done that after school called Jeff. And then he's basically the reason that I've started writing like stuff on guitar and that. So it all went from there.
Excellent. So he started you off on your journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. What about writing songs? When did you first start writing songs?
I think I started writing songs like quite early, really. I reckon I was about like 13, something like that.
Right.
That's my favourite part of it, like writing lyrics, things like that.
Okay.
I just like love doing that.
And when you look back now at those songs you wrote when you were 13, what do you think about those?
I mean, obviously rubbish.
Oh, you must have one favourite that sticks in your mind from those days, surely.
I've got a song called Tulips that I wrote ages ago.
Right.
And every time I play anywhere, all my friends try and get me to play it, but I don't like playing it that much anymore.
Okay. Okay. So how would you describe your music?
I don't know. It's just like acoustic, soul-y, indie,
yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
Say a bit of everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we better hear a bit in a minute. But I had to apologise to Joe Box because of you. It's not your fault. I saw you at the Phoenix Fridays event. I saw a video of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you'd already been on Joe's show. And so I've kind of stolen you today.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I sent Joe a message to say sorry about that. Okay. So we'll hear a song from you now. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play quite a new one. It's called Chivalry.
Okay. Lovely. Right. Get yourself ready. Let's just sort my microphones out. Here we go. So it's Charlie Wallace. And sorry, what was it called?
It's called Chivalry.
Chivalry. Okay, where you go.
I still love when your head smells like smoke and you're drunk too much. It makes me choke on my way. Swallow them down, I just spit them out. They're my only hope. I swear I gave up drinking last week. I swear I've not been thinking lately. I swear she'd be the death of me. What a beautiful death that'll be. It should be chivalry, getting the best of me. But I gave my life to this cow with eyes. My mind's symmetry seems to align with she. But I know that I don't treat you right. And this girl, she deserves paradise. Room, open mind and ocean eyes. Deserves everything love could bring into a life. She's got the warmest smile in the British Isles and never dies. Still tap your nose before you leave and brush your hair from your cheek. so it don't catch. And our lips as they latch, you're the only girl who could stop my speech. But I swear I gave her drinking last week, and I swear I've not been thinking lately. I swear she'd be the death of me. What a beautiful death. That'll be. It should be chivalry getting the best of me, but I gave my life to this cowardice. Your mind's symmetry seems to align with me, but I know that I don't treat you right. This girl, she deserves paradise through her open mind and her ocean eyes. She deserves everything love could bring into her life. She's got the warmest smile in the British Isles and it never dies. She deserves paradise through her open mind and ocean eyes. Deserves everything that love could bring to a life. She's got the warmest smile in the British Isles and never dies. I still love when your hair smells like smoke, when you're drunk too much.
That is brilliant. That is beautiful. I love, absolutely love your voice, Charlie.
Thank you.
I mean, it's really different, your voice, isn't it? It's unlike anything else you hear. Is that something that comes naturally or something that you're trying to achieve?
No, that's just completely naturally. Like, if anything, it's got lower. It used to be a lot higher than that.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, I always get it after most things. It's like hearing me speak, and I'm like, oh, yeah, my name's Charlie.
Well, that's right, singing, yeah. Yeah, you've got, you know, you've got quite a normal low voice, but yeah, your singing voice is a lot higher. But it's lovely, really, really
thank
nice. I mean, we had Holly Berry on this morning, Joe, and Holly Berry is currently in The Voice.
Okay.
And your voice is the kind of voice that makes you sit up and pay attention straight away.
Yeah.
Is that some sort of road you'd consider going down, a competition like that?
Not really.
No?
I don't think. With what I do, I don't really like it to be like a competition.
Okay.
I like, I don't know, I just want to do it like all, I like it being like organic, like natural, like things slowly like growing, and that seems to be how it's going, like kind of thing. So I like it being that way, really.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Last year you did a lot of live gigs. You were playing festivals, including the massive Village Green Festival in Southend. How do you feel before you go on stage?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah?
I'd never really get nervous on stage. It's just like, I just love doing it, so
yeah.
It's obviously nerves, but it's not like, oh, like I'm really nervous, because I've sat in a room playing guitar and singing like every day. So
sure, it's the right sort of nerves.
Yeah, good nerves.
I know, excellent. And your debut EP, Miraculous, went straight into the iTunes singer-songwriter top 40 most downloaded tracks on its first day of release, and it held its place there amongst some huge names. Was that exciting or what?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I weren't expecting that at all. Anyone who kind of knows me knows that I try to promote stuff, but I'm a bad self-promoter. So, I didn't promote it too much. And then I remember going on there, and I was with, like, my best friend Lloyd, and he was like, oh, mate, like, look in, like, the top, like, chart things. And then my name was, like, between, like, David Gray and like Ed Sheeran, and I was
fantastic,
like, oh my god,
yeah.
So, that was cool.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah. So where are you going with this? You know, if you look forward a year or two, where would you like to be?
As far as I can be, like someone not the same style, but someone like Ed Sheeran just proves that you can just do it like on your own.
Yeah.
Things like that. And I've got a lot of stuff in the next few months, got a lot of stuff coming up. This Friday I'm playing up in London supporting a band called Youth Club, who've just recently got signed to a label, things like that, who are from around the same area. Okay. And then I'm playing at the 100 Club in London in March as well.
Oh, good for you. Excellent. And musically, what's coming up from you next? Have you got other songs in the pipeline?
Definitely. I'm actually going, after this, I'm going to the studio to have a chat with the person who records me. So, I think it's going to be a single on iTunes next that I'll be releasing.
Fantastic. All right. Can we hear another song from you now? What's this one?
I'm going to play a slightly old one. This one's called Rose Gold. You can check it out again. It's a bit, obviously, it's being recorded now, but it's on my YouTube as well.
Okay.
This one, so yeah.
Lovely. All right, Charlie Wallace, well, take it away.
My heart escaped my body, it pounced onto you, and my mind, it was totally fixated too. Away I eased to the street, no type of fear, with my seatbelt undone, and my face soaked by tears, and my dust, they feel numb. What a move. You hit my core, drop my jaw down to the floor. What a move. You hit my core, drop my jaw down to the floor. And when you get back, I'll be the same. I swear the sun will shine out again. See, I am the king, playing Joker's game. Yeah, I am the king, playing Joker's game. Swallows and doves, all things above, do not compare to her beauty. And when you get back, I'm gonna worship you, my queen, my cutie. Rose gold, everything grows old, except me and you. And feelings fade for the social slaves, but mine and yours, they stay true. What a move. Hit my core, drop my jaw down to the floor. What a move. You hit my core, drop my jaw down to the floor. When you get back, I'll be the same. I swear the sun shine out again. See, I am the king, playing Joker's game. See, I am the king, playing Joker's game. Where the sun will shine out again. See, I am the king, but I'm playing Joker's game. Yeah, I am the king, but I'm playing Joker's game.
Oh, superb. How about that? Charlie Wallace. and Rose Gold.
Rose Gold, yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. Really enjoy that, Charlie. Thank you so much for coming in today. Tell us where we can find out a bit more about you online and wherever, yeah?
Yeah, on Facebook, on Charlie Wallace. So I've got that fan page from there.
Yep.
Twitter as well, C Wallace Music. iTunes, if you type in Charlie Wallace, the debut EP Miraculous on there.
Right.
And then YouTube as well, Charlie Wallace.
Fantastic. Well, keep in touch. When you record that single, bung it over to me and we'll give it a play because, as I say, I really like your voice. I'd like to hear more from you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So good luck with your music. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from Charlie Wallace in future. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Cheers, mate.